Well, Happy New Year, everybody. Can't believe it's 2018. I remember when I was a little girl hearing any number over 2000 and thinking, it's going to be like the Jetsons, you know, the cartoons where they could fly in their little get-around cars and stuff. But 2018, the closest I've gotten to a lot of technology is learning how to set all this stuff up.
Well, do you remember even before that we're going to party like a Prince's song, 1999? It was right. Like, wow, can you believe 1999?
Like the end of the world or something.
And now we're 2 years away from 2020, which was the next end of the year of the world. Anyway, yeah, time is flying, progressing, and we are in the beginning of an exciting new year.
Yeah, and all of us are recovering from eating too much probably over the holidays and putting away all the Christmas decorations. I know our house just, it took a lot of work to get everything back in some kind of order. So we're excited about switching gears, and we had great family time and never regret that, but it's good to get back in the routine of focusing on the things that we know that we're called to and planning our schedule for this new year. And we have lots of exciting things that we are working towards and we hope to announce. But for now, we want to do a series of podcasts, videocasts, talking specifically about your prophetic word that you had for the new year, 2018. And we're just going to give you some teasers because there's no way we can possibly cover all of it just in these short podcasts. But if you want to read the entire prophetic word, you can go to our website, Restore 7, Restore the word, and then the number, numeral 7.org, restore7.org. Or if you can't remember that, johnnyandelizabeth.com. Either way, it'll get you there. Just click on blogs, and the most recent one that's there for now is 2018. And I know that you entitled this A Time of War and Victory. So I wanted to just start by kind of helping draw out of you your prophetic sense for the body of Christ, especially for the United States. Kind of a review, 2017, looking back, it's been an intense year. And I wanted to hear just kind of your perspective on how we did, like what was God going after and accomplishing in his sons and daughters in this time and also in society. And, you know, who knows if we have time to actually get into the next part of the word in this session, but we'll at least start with that, 2017 in review.
Yeah, well, and, you know, even this word that we released, a time of war, and then kind of slash, and victories, because that's the purpose of the war and victories. It, though it's a long word, and it's at least, I think, 10 pages if you do it in pages, it is amazing that I felt like I literally was covering the least amount possible per topic, because there is so much happening, so much has happened, and related to what you are just bringing up, you know, that's what I like to do even in what I wrote, is the year in review and try to remind, go back to what I spoke a year ago and see, mm-hmm. Establish, are we in line with what we spoke a year ago? And I really could have done a 10-page word just on that because there were so many prophetic words to be released. But a year ago was a word entitled Trump Quake and what would be taking place, and that we would see that it would be the equivalent of a great earthquake releasing wave after wave of tsunami waves that were designed to hit the tops of the mountains and change things on the tops of the mountains. And I spoke into that a good bit a year ago, and then really progressively through the year, because there was more revelation even mm-hmm. on specifics of where it was going, what was happening. Some of it was just obvious responding to media things, for instance, and other matters.
Right.
So, in review, it was as nobody's surprised. I think, and nobody's like, well, it really wasn't Trump quake. It was just sort of Trump bump. It wasn't.
Right.
It wasn't Trump bump. It was Trump quake.
Yeah.
And it really was a significant event, and it's full of controversy because he is not one there standing as a cherub and doing everything as if, you know, he's not the fourth member of the Trinity by any means what he's doing, but he's on assignment from God. And so the last year, more than talking about Trump, in the last year, it has been a year of so much movement in every way. And it seems like creation itself was responding to that. And so we had unprecedented weather patterns, rains and other things. And most of them are now forgotten. Just we remember the big, big ones, you know, like Harvey in Houston,
yeah,
and unprecedented flooding, you know, over 60 inches in a city of rain in just a short time. And then Hurricane Irma, and then Maria really leaving Puerto Rico and other island nations devastated in their path in a lot of ways. And so as we even look at that, I think I mentioned my prophetic word. There's an insight there. There's Harvey, Irma, Maria. I've written about them previously as well. But it says there in Zechariah, I think I have it listed 9:12, or that he will be seen. He will ride in the storms or the hurricanes of the south, speaking of the Lord. And we see that he was riding in them. And it goes on to say he's going to cause us to be victorious and triumph. And I think I spoke in a previous word about that, but he will be seen in the storms of the south. It's interesting because the big three were Harvey, Irma, and Maria. And if you do the acronym of the first letters, Harvey H, and then I, and then M, him, he's seen in the midst of it. He's not the hurricanes. He's not the one causing devastation, but he's riding in on them. And again, we spoke into that before.
Yeah, I just want to comment on that. You know, big picture-wise, I know that what you and I have a passion for and what we carry is the understanding that everything is all about the knowledge of God.
Yeah.
It's all about us knowing him and him being known and his correct reputation being known in the earth and him being seen. So we find ourselves constantly kind of repeating this general theme of the Lord is teaching us to see him in anything, anywhere, and recognize above the obvious where he is, what he's doing, and come into alignment with his perspective on everything. And that we learn how to do that individually in our own lives, and we learn how to do it on the big picture of the stages of every area of culture. So although this prophetic word, it's a lot about government, and it's a lot about, you know, you mentioned President Trump and then some, you know, President Obama and some other political issues. I know you well enough to know, and I just want to point this out to other people, to know that is at the heart of everything you talk about. When you talk about Trump, it's not because you're passionate about every area of culture, and I know that about you, because you're passionate about the Lord. Yeah. And you're constantly looking for evidence of him and his kingdom advancing in every area of culture. And so a lot of the ways that God was, you know, kind of the frontline movement where you could really perceive the heart of God and how he's moving happened to be in the government, and specifically in politics and with President Trump. So not only are you saying God is not the whirlwind, God is not the catastrophe, neither is God President Trump. And we honor him because he is our president. But we also, and I'm just repeating something that you've written a lot about, you post a lot about on your social media, and it is in this word and in previous words, but I just feel like it needs to be said again. The idea that that you're not saying that President Trump knows that he's necessarily on assignment by God. He may or may not. And we're not saying that everything that he does and every decision he makes is he's just a puppet and God is using him and God is behind every decision that he makes. We're saying that he marks a delineation in our history of the Father being very involved in who made it into office and how he intends to use the decisions that he knew President Trump, the way he's wired, would make. And so when you talk about that Trump quake, and when you talk about even the storms and all of that, you're talking about God allows and knew these things were coming. And in those times and seasons, he comes in and moves through it to go after people's hearts and to position our hearts to better perceive him and his perspective on things. Well, so I loved that. Going back to the point that you just made, I love that HIM, the Harvey, Irma, and Maria.
Yeah.
It's a cool acronym. It's
seeing him.
It's seeing him in the midst of it. And you can imagine, you know, we don't live in those areas, but we live in an area where there were tons of fires. And you feel in the climate, in the atmosphere, you feel people's hearts asking God those difficult questions. Where are you? What's going on? And why are you allowing this to happen? And are you bigger than this? Can you provide for my family? Can you protect us? Just all of that, it comes down to the nitty gritty for each individual heart.
Yeah, we're close enough. We could see from our house or from our property three of the big fires just in the recent weeks here. And so we had to actually prepare our stuff, prepare to move. And so we're aware of the effect that it does on a heart, and the questions you ask, and how big is this going to get, and how bad, and what are you saying? Are you saying, is this just something else? You know, and just to expound a little more on the things that you were saying, and you know, there's saying that if he's not Lord of everything, he's not Lord at all. And if he can't be seen in everything, he can't be seen at all, is the way I look at it. And there are people who say, why are you going and looking and reading off of these things and that things? And why do we have dreams and vision? You know, some people.
Yeah.
Dreams.
Like, why would you pull HIM out of Harvey, Irma, and Maria?
And they're looking at all these, you know, we have the Bible. We should just get it from the Bible. Well, the Bible makes it very clear. Several things. It's like the invisible things of him from the creation of the world clearly seen. It talks about there being no excuse for people because he's speaking through everything. Another scripture, the heavens declare the glory of the Lord.
Yeah.
So there's looking at the heavens and it'll tell you some things. It says, if you don't properly praise me, Jesus said, the rocks will cry out. So there is this thing. He is the God of all of life.
Yeah.
And he is messaging in all of life. And we sometimes get it right, sometimes we don't. We miss most of it, but there is real value. That's why, among the topics that we have covered in the prophetic word, I list in parentheses Trump, Wall Street, California, Israel, Jerusalem, cryptocurrencies, North Korea, Iran, etc.
It's so much.
It's I didn't even mention there, but we talk about later the Harvey Weinstein effect.
Right.
And so these are the main stories of the year even, and he's involved in them.
That's right.
And again, we often misread. We have even prophetic readers of these things that don't get it right. We all see in part and prophesy in part, but we have to expect to see him more and more showing up in every area of life and society. We didn't even go, we were just mentioning the storms and then the historic fires, because the fires here were historic. I think they're still burning. The one that's the largest in the history of California, they were going to get it out. January 7th was the projection, the one near Santa Barbara and all that.
Yeah.
And we had a historic, we hadn't had one like it, a total solar eclipse. The uniqueness of it and what it covered was very rare, at least one in 100 years. And other aspects of it make it even more rare. And then the path of totality is what it was called, the path that it went across the United States. I have a whole prophetic word that I wrote on that before. So that's why I say, just to even review is so much. But there's so many things that happened, so many phenomenons. There was then the alignment of the constellations, and is very unique, and it was either anywhere from somewhat rare to, you know, some thought it was one in every 7,000 years, which I don't think exactly it was, but whatever. There was a uniqueness the first year of Trump being in office. You know, the scripture talks about the trump will sound and
yeah. So what does all of that mean to you? Trump being in office and all of these unique things. Is there
we'll talk about more on Trump specifically. It's a year, again, I believe the misreading of the year is like, oh, Armageddon is here, the Great Tribulation, the end of days. There's nothing about that. It is a disruptive time where the kingdom of God is coming as never before. We ask for his kingdom. We pray. Many are singing, your kingdom come, your will be done. When his kingdom comes, we're like, well, his kingdom's a kingdom of peace. Well, it is a kingdom of peace, but it has to disrupt that which is not peace that's there.
Gotcha.
And so the disruptive interaction of the kingdom, or cause and effect of the kingdom coming and disrupting that which is wrongfully in place, whether it's core darkness or some mixture, it's going to be an effect that we're seeing now. And again, I believe creation itself is responding to that. So the whole year was chaotic, hectic, changing, disruptive, but it signifies a new season of kingdom advancement, the kingdom age kicking in as never before. And again, we were speaking into, as we go back even further last year, when we gave the word on 5777 on the Hebraic calendar from a year ago on the Hebrew calendar, that represented an intervention of the Trinity as never before in the affairs of man. So we're going to see that effect. And so that's what it was speaking into.
So maybe for many of you guys, like, it has seriously felt like a disruptive year on every level, you know, as an individual, or maybe as a family, or even if things went smooth for you personally, just everything that we were constantly being bombarded with in the media has been so intense. And yet God is in our midst, and you feel overall encouraged by kind of all that you just listed right there?
Very encouraged. I think you have to have the higher view. You know, you have to get up high enough to see what's taking place at the macro level. I think there are some things, just to throw up briefly, quickly, for this first podcast, some positive things everyone's aware of. The Harvey Weinstein effect, whatever it's called, the sexual harassment, attention to that, and understanding that we can no longer live that way as a society. It has done, I mean, amazing things. It literally has disrupted hundreds of, we'll say, gatekeepers in the tops of the mountains. And really, we're beyond even what's making in the news, which is tons. You know, it's like over 100 key Hollywood types, producers, directors, actors, have all experienced some level of demotion, firing, or whatever. Just in Hollywood, the eliminating of those who've been in stronghold positions. But this is in every single one of the mountains. I've read, again, if I had just, and maybe in the future we'll release the whole prophetic, where just what we're hearing mountain by mountain, who's out and what's now available. Mm-hmm. And so you see this disruptive element take place by society embracing, we'll say, justice for women.
Yes.
And that the father's involved in it, saying, you know, it's time for my daughters to arise. I need to make the tops of the mountains, it's not just the tops of the mountains all up and down, but I need to make life safer for them. And so there's an appetite that just hit society. And again, drawing a line in the sand, and all of a sudden things that were accepted yesterday, or we'll say half a year ago, are no longer accepted anymore. It's a huge positive development. And again, yeah, there's going to be the exceptions. There's going to be those, you know, because there are the whatever it is, 2-3% of false accusations that come in. And so we're going to have to learn how to incorporate due process and everything that takes place.
Sure.
But beyond that, and as we're winding down this first podcast, you know, just what's taking place in the economy, with we now have our stock market, and that's not the ultimate health indicator, but it tells that there's confidence and is boosting morale, economic morale. That's why people are jumping into crypto. One of the reasons, we talk about that later, the cryptocurrencies as well. But with the market now being over 25,000, and that's like a 7,000 point jump or so from since Trump was in, and the projection was in the other direction. And so that was, and the reason that's point is not to praise him, but it's like that goes with the prophetic word we gave. One of his specific assignments is to stimulate the economy. So that's one of the things he'll do. There'll be chaos around, but he's going to be stimulating the economy. And there is some matters internationally, some government shifts and changes that took place. I didn't even write about them. But there's certain leaders and presidents, long-term people out, and systems changing and crumbling in other nations because of the pressure that's coming. Mm-hmm. There's Jerusalem being established finally as recognized by the United States, what was declared by Congress over 20 years ago, that it is the rightful capital of Israel, and a president who had the backbone enough to make that declaration. So there are many, many positive things in the midst of an atmosphere of some chaos and confusion. And so, but yes, as to the question, I'm very excited. I wrote the book, but of course you helped me tremendously with it. The Seven Mount Renaissance vision and strategy through 2050, and the shifts and changes I wrote about, for them to take place, for that dramatic of an overhaul to take place, there had to be a year come in like this that just shifts everything.
Yeah.
And there had to be a disruptive person come in such as the Lord has put in order to allow these things even to take place. So for me, particularly as I look macro, big picture, and think towards 2050, I'm looking at, wow, this is the catalytic event that had to take place in order for this to even have a chance of being what's next. So yeah, I'm very encouraged by it all.
Awesome. Well, I am too, and I pray that you guys are as well. We just want to pray for you very quickly. And Father, we thank you so much for the good, the bad, and the ugly, all of it. You are in our midst from 2017, and we are grateful. We want to have hearts that are continually grateful for even the challenges, because it's in those places that we press in and we find more understanding and awe of who you are and how you do things. And we thank you that you are growing us up individually. You're growing us up as a society into who you are and your ways. And we just say, over it all, you are good, and you are only good. And you, of the increase of your government, there will be no end. And I thank you, God, that you use imperfect people like ourselves and like all those that are in places of influence. And you love partnering with us, even in our brokenness, to bring your kingdom to earth. And we say yes to it all. We bless our leaders, coming out of 2017 and going into 2018, those who have served us in the past, those who are serving us now and who will in the future, we bless them. We ask that you would give us hearts that would be quick to bless and quick to pray for and cover our leaders. Thank you for Johnny and for the prophetic insight that you've given him for this year. And we bless those who've had a disruptive year, things that have been chaotic, either for them personally or how the media and everything going on in society has affected them and their hearts. And we ask, God, that you would bring them forward into a place of seeing from your perspective, from up high above it all, and tap into the excitement that is in your heart over your sons and daughters, over all of us, over everything that you're doing in our nations. We trust you. You are bigger than it all, and all of it has to bow to who you are. And so thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.